Russ Parr Morning Show, What You Won't Do Friday. Tracy Cincinnati, What You Won't Do.
Hey, Russ, what you all won't do is keep playing that On a Tuesday song. That song makes me so mad that I grew up, went to college, got a degree, and got to get up and go to work when I could have did something stupid like that.
Right? Yeah. And then it stays in your head.
I can do Migos too, man. Y'all don't quite understand, man. I got talent. Okay? I have a little
bit. Well.
Vipsy in Naptown, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness. What you won't do is come to work 3 hours late and then say you need a 15-minute break after work in 1 hour. And then what you won't do is ask me for a Newport after you got paid on the same day as me. And what you won't do is say that you're too good to catch the bus to work when you don't have a vehicle, missing hours from work. That's what you won't do.
Wow.
Sounds like they did do it and you allowed it.
Yeah.
Sounds like they damn sure did do it.
Relax.
Yes. I'm glad we let her vent. She might
have
whoops. It needed to happen.
Tweet.
Yankees says what you won't do is have a $500 bag with $300 worth of Brazilian hair and claim you ain't got $250 to have him rotten teeth pulled. Because, hello, you can see my bag. You can't see what's in the back of my mouth.
That's smile. True.
Kevin tweets us.
Tweet.
What you won't do is jam on brakes and then make a left turn without putting on your signal. And you know what I hate? I hate when those people gonna turn a corner and almost make a complete stop before they turn the corner.
I hate when people don't merge.
I hate when the guy turn on his signal at the last segment. Right. Oh, yeah, I'm turning now.
Right. What you won't do, good morning, Misha in Raleigh.
Good morning. What you won't do is smoke your cigarettes around my six-month-old baby.
Ew. Yeah. It's disgusting, and it can also cause them to have asthma.
Yeah,
so you're not supposed to smoke around babies. Take your ass outside.
Cream writes, what you won't do is eat some of my fries, lick your fingers, and then get back and get some more.
Oh, no. You nasty. Why don't you just kiss me then? Because that's what you just did.
Tina in Maryland, what you won't do?
What you won't do is be butt ugly talking about somebody else's ugly. You are too.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how I know.
Yeah, because I have experienced that every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror.
Exactly.
So I would be an authority on the subject of ugliness. Trust me, I've been down that road. I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm there. Andrew in Naptown, how you doing?
What's up?
All right, what you won't do, man?
What you won't do is use your fork and reach back in the chicken and get another piece after you ate off your fork.
You can't. Do people not know the etiquette of eating? You can't double dip.
Right.
You can't use a fork that's been in your mouth on your tongue. Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so listen to this, Russ. Dre 202 says, what you won't do is try to set me up on an assignment, and I end up doing a report which shows the errors are your fault. You know what that is? That's their karma.
Yeah.
They try to make you do the work.
Mm-hmm. What you won't do is train your boss. Your boss gets to a point where they fire you because they're threatened by you because you know their job.
You must work at the post office.
That happens on a regular. Good morning. What you won't do?
What you won't do is give us all this work to do during the whole week but not pay us overtime.
That's illegal, actually.
It really is. You actually
got illegal. You might want to go to HR
have an
on
HR
that.
Department.
Yeah.
Some places do that. Is it mandatory to have an HR department?
No.
I think you're supposed. Are you kidding? There are places without an HR department?
I'm sure.
I don't believe.
Yeah, you work for
legal
Pookie's,
job. Why if you work for Pookie and him? Pookie is HR. You can't go to Pookie because Pookie's just gonna let you go.
Yeah. Good morning. What you won't do?
Dancing from Durham. What you won't do is sneeze in your hands and then come to my computer touching on my keyboard and mouth.
There you go.
Nasty.
There you go.
First off, who still sneezes in their hands? We know you're supposed to sneeze in your elbow.
Are you supposed to cough in your hands too?
You're not supposed to cough any. That's spit coming out of your mouth. Even when you talk, you spit. You don't know it. You may not see it, but you're still spitting when you talk.
Every time you say spit, I see stuff flying out of your mouth. Stop it.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
Spitting.
But you know you should do every morning when you come into work, which we need to do here. Well, we use our own laptops. But you spray your computer down. If you have to share a computer or a mouse with someone, spray it every morning with Lysol. When I said spray, did you see more spit come out?
Yes.
Yeah, you sprayed it. Hey, Tish and BA, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What you won't do?
You won't do is stereotype my husband because of the way he dressed and call him a hoodlum. And when he calls you a whore because of the way you dress, you got the nerve to get mad.
Whores and hoodlums. That's a new series on TV One.
Gotta be Risa says, what you won't do is tell me we're on a break and then buy a house for space. Honey, it's over.
Oh, it's like
he went and bought a house without you?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, it's over.
I figured you needed your own space. So.
Let him go. You better let him go, girl. He gone.
Wasa in D.C., how you doing?
All right.
What's up?
All right,
What you won't do is ask me for gas money and drive my car and burn up my gas and you got gas in your car.
Yeah, and then they're going to argue with you about, wait a minute, no, that was my gas that I burned.
But you let her do it, didn't you?
Why would I give you gas money if you don't need gas? You got plenty of gas.
There you go. Hey, Monique and Raleigh, how you doing? What you won't do?
What you won't do, son, is miss the bus to school and think mommy ain't going to fuss the whole ride there.
Oh, yeah.
they always mess up, and then they get mad at us for fussing at them. Do right, and then we won't fuss.
I remember that long ride home from TJ. Frida's son, man. I got him one night, man.
Russ cussed him out like man. A sailor.
Yeah, man. I normally don't cuss at kids.
And then he got out of the car saying, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Park. Thank you, Mr. Russ.